My friend, Carolyn Clifford, many, many years ago, was in the very first class of people who graduated from the Aesthetics Academy that was created in Massachusetts back in the day when there was a decision made that they were going to actually license people who gave facials. The people who built the aesthetics school had a vested interest in having people have licenses when they got to the other side, and they also were able to control the market a little bit. And Carolyn was in that very first class. We had a lot of fun. I was at the beginning of the age. And my face looked different every week. But aesthetics, it's about more than just a pretty face. Aesthetics as a philosophical area of exploration is, yes, about beauty, but it's also about utility. It's about balancing the beautiful, if you will, with the useful. Because some of us could just be gorgeous, but not live a life that means a whole lot. And so aesthetics is really about the good that we create, the beautiful, the good, and then the true. When I think about that, I think about this community, the joy that we find with one another, which has to do with appreciating the beauty that we see in each other. The beauty that we see and discover in ourselves, and the beauty that we can share in this place and in the world. It's a useful thing for us to see the good and then deliver the good. Now, the problem of the good, and this is why we need to have aesthetic and ethical dialogue, is that the good really can sometimes differ from person to person according to their perspective. What's the right number of police officers that ought to be in a neighborhood? Should they be in a car driving by or actually engaging and knowing people and being in their lives? Should they be delivering safety for possessions and property? Or should they be ensuring safety for the people? These are questions that have to be balanced, that have to be raised, and that we may understand that the good that we discover we may actually disagree with. That your good and my good might not be the best good. We have one of the perfect good that we want to get to be a hindrance to all of the partial goods that we might know along the way. But we want to be in the conversation to uncover in each other the good and the beautiful as a way for us to be able to sit in this place and appreciate the true. The true is this. The true is this moment. This is all of life. Right now. This is what it is. Now, I'm a guy that always thinks of plans. It's part of my methodology. I have a million ideas. Right? But that's not true. I'm also a person who walks around with a lot of ghosts. There's a lot of crap that where I have more mature person.
person I would have left behind. But I'm not. Here I am. But those ghosts are not true. I make them true when I reanimate them. I make them true when I hold on to them. I make them true when they make me feel bad about myself. I make them true when I feel puffed up about myself. This is true. Upon a time, the Unitarians could talk about the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, oh dear, and the leadership of Jesus, and yes, we know it's in very tiny letters, the neighborhood of Boston. We had a faith that was derived from certain assumptions, and we were able to out. Feel parts of your body develop.
Breathe in. Some of us will discover aches and pains and terrible things.